In the name of the Father,
and of the Son,
and of the Holy Ghost. Our gospel passage today and sermon text is a challenge for us to do an ancient Christian practice, that is, to imitate Christ. An ancient Christian precept is that when we imitate Christ, we become more and more like Him, our demeanor in our soul. Thomas McKempis, the 15th century mystic and writer, coined that phrase entitling his work, The Imitation of Christ. It is the most sold popular book other than the Bible in history. The thought is that we begin sometimes when we imitate Christ on a very linear, literal, maybe even sometimes mechanical level. But then it trickles down. Have you ever seen a child, a toddler, and you give a child a gift, and the mother says to Johnny or Susie, now what you say, I'm going to say thank you. And the hope, maybe the prayer of a mother, is that imitation begins in a very mechanical way. We trickle down to the DNA of the child, and the child grows, envisions a person going to reality, what it is to be a thankful person of gratitude. Next week, Father Phil Chester will be preaching for us. He's the vicar of St. Matthew's Westminster. And he loves to tell the story. I'm going to tell the next week's sermon, but I'm telling it today. Many years ago, he was at a reception in Princess Diana of Virginia. And they had a discussion, and she said, I have two toddlers. Do you have a suggestion for their religious upbringing? He says, I do. He said, teach them memorized prayer. Prayer before meal, prayer before bed, and such. And she says, you have suggestions for such prayer. He said, I will send something. Lo and behold, he treasures to this day their handwritten thank you note he received back from Princess Diana, promising to teach her children those prayers. And of course, the promise is that as we imitate Jesus again, even if we think we're just being mechanical and going through the motions, how many people I've heard come to church and say to me, I feel out of sin, I can certainly know, I just know I'm going through the motions, I don't know why I'm here. But the motions themselves are holy, because the promise is that if it's all we have to offer, the Holy Spirit of God will mix with those motions. And through time, not just the gratification, but always the long haul of time, that they will seek into our spiritual DNA. And we, like God, that we will become what we pray. That's very different from saying it till you make it. There's a difference. It is. We become what we pray. That's the promise of Christianity. We need to remember that. And today's gospel story is an amazing example of how the imitation of Christ is practiced. And the promise of the imitation of Christ. And it's interesting, many of the Bible stories were separated for 2,000 years, and sometimes we have to work to identify with the story. But today's story, we don't have to work at all. I think we've all been identified. The irritation, sometimes what feels like a violation of interruption. The context is this. Jesus' disciples had come back from a preaching expedition, and lo and behold, it actually went well. People listened. People were healed. Miracles took place. And they came back and they're talking to Jesus, and they're like bubbling tongues. But Jesus noticed also that they were weary. And he said, let's go to a deserted place. You know, if we ever work too much, or I work too much, we feel that our life is out of balance. Jesus is the model for balanced life. He knew when to go to a lonely place and then commune with his Heavenly Father. He knew when to be active. He knew when to work. He knew when to play. He knew when to laugh. And so he wanted to balance his disciples, go to a deserted place. And on the Sea of Galilee, they get into a boat and they go to another shore. I've never been to Galilee. But I read where it's not that large. You can see both. And he was going to the shore, and so the crowd just saw where he was going to land, and they followed. And instead of a deserted place, he was met by throngs of people, pressing on him, and them, because they couldn't even eat. wanting to be healed. Now, just some of them just wanted to show, wanting to see the wonder worker. Others had their own needs in mind of healing and fulfillment. And I can understand the cynicism, perhaps, of some of the disciples said, look at them. All they wanted was they could get out of Jesus. We were promised a place of quietude. We were getting this, and then we went to another place. And the people fell in there and pressed upon us. Jesus, no.
Jesus had said that this is one of the powerful phrases I think of the New Testament.
He said he looked at them and he had compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Compassion is different from pity. Maybe sometimes when we feel sorry for people less fortunate than we are. Compassion is a gut-wrenching connection for a need, for a feeling of another person. Henry Nouwen, a great Dutch Roman Catholic priest and writer and theologian, wrote the famous book of The Wounded Healer. And in this book, he proposes that in large part it is the wounded people in the world that heal the world. He said, if visiting someone in the hospital, sometimes it's the wounded one who visits. And sometimes the pain that you feel, they feel, the pain you've experienced that connects with the person in the bed. He said, that's why I felt a parent, for instance, who's lost a child. You know what it's like to have compassion on another parent who is suffering the same. Compassion is a gut-wrenching empathy. And Jesus, indeed, some of them might have wanted just to see the wonder world. Many of them just had their own need in mind with His Holy Spirit on. He could see even beyond the needs of the people. Because every human being, deep down, the way we humans cannot even see, have a hunger to know God. And Jesus was able, being Jesus, to see this. And so we're healed and blessed. And so that's the promise of what it is to imitate Christ. Even when we think we're going through emotions, even when we think we're going nowhere fast, even when we think we're 2 steps forward and 2 steps behind, we have discipline and habit to do it. Because the promise of the Holy Spirit will mix with us. And more, we will be able to be like our Lord and to have those eyes of compassion. Because brothers and sisters, have you seen the news lately? The world needs people with compassion. The world needs wounded healers. And so, remember that a part of Christian life is duty and habit and responsibility. I love our phrase. It is meet right in our bounden duty. To pray for sometimes it's just starting out of duty. But the Holy Spirit matches our feeble ways and blesses us. And that is a promise of faith that we will grow. Let's imitate Christ. And lastly, I was wondering, did they ever get to deserve this place? Did they ever? Well, there's a hint in the scripture. They might not have. I'm not sure. I'm sure they did in the future. But at least when they were in the boat with Jesus, that was a few minutes with Jesus. Can you imagine what it would be like to have 1 minute in the physical presence of our Lord Jesus Christ? What we would give for 1 moment. What would we would be like after 1 moment with Jesus? They had at least a few moments in the boat. Okay, everyone here, look up. This is no mistake of architecture. Church is built, when the church is built, they're meant to look like a boat, an ark. Many people who visit this church, look, it looks like an upside down boat. Because it's supposed to. It is a reminder, even for a few moments a week, in the midst of this world in which we live, we come and we have the miracle of the mass mystery. Jesus said, I promise you with me. The miracle, the promise of 2 or 3 gathered together, you'll be in the boat with me. The miracle of music composed by the Holy Spirit, with people being the conduit of the Holy Spirit to send us. Even for a few moments, we have this time with Jesus in the boat. And that's why the next time we feel apathetic, we feel spiritually numb, we feel spiritually discouraged, have beautiful feet. And responsibility to come to this boat and have these few moments with Jesus. That we might have the Holy Spirit work with us. That we might imitate Jesus. And we might become more Christ-like in our lives. And thus, giving us the chief end of why we even live. And that is to love God and Jesus Christ. To serve Him forever. Amen.
Amen.